This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources hasn't decided yet if it will penalize the University of Missouri for the release of about 25 gallons of sulfuric acid. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports a maintenance worker accidentally dumped the acid into a stormwater drain that flowed into a Flat Branch tributary. DNR records show the September spill was contained, but that some wild animals were killed by the acid. DNR has cited the university for not properly training employees in charge of disposing of the old water tanks containing sulfuric acid. But the university says it has instituted some policy changes to prevent a future incident and asks that no formal sanctions be issued. The first phase of restoration work has been completed on a Mississippi River levee that was intentionally breached in 2011 during record flooding. Glenn Bullington, a civil engineer technician with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, told the Southeast Missourian Friday that the first phase of work on Birds Point Levee included restoring the levee to 55 feet of protection. The second phase will restore the levee to its full height, which is 62.5 feet of protection. Recent rains have pushed back the completion of the second phase by a few days. The original timeline called for the levee to be restored by the end of 2012. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's administration is bolstering his plan to expand Missouri's Medicaid program, with an analysis estimating that it could save the state money in the near future. Figures released this past week by Nixon's budget office show Missouri could see a nearly $47 million increase in general revenues during the first year of the Medicaid expansion in 2014. The boost in state revenues would grow to nearly $140 million in 2016 before beginning to decline. As called for under President Barack Obama's health care law, the federal government would pay the full cost the first 3 years of the Medicaid expansion before states gradually pick up a 10% share. Missouri's Republican legislative leaders have cited concerns about long-term costs while expressing opposition to the Medicaid expansion. Catholic monasteries all over the country sell jelly, cheese, creamed honey, and other products made by monks as a way to sustain their spiritual lifestyle. At a small monastery in the Missouri Ozarks, the specialty is fruitcake. The monks there have been making it for 25 years. From the Columbia Faith and Values Desk at KBIA, Kelly Catraba reports that thanks to some extra media attention this year, the monastery sold out earlier than usual.
It's the last baking day of the season at Assumption Abbey, the monastery outside of Ava, Missouri.
Normally, right now, I would be preparing tomorrow's ingredients.
That's Joseph Reich, a baker hired by the monastery. He cracks 265 eggs every morning and mixes the batter by hand. There's just enough batter to keep the fruitcake together. It's mostly made of fruit.
Cherries, we have currants, we have golden raisins, we have black raisins.
About 24 hours after baking, each cake gets injected with rum, coated in corn syrup, and topped with cherries and pecans. After decorating, everyone in the bakery gathers around a table to read psalms and pray over the cakes. Then, work resumes and each cake is hand-wrapped in plastic.
Like putting a diaper on a baby.
That's Joe Manning, a Franciscan friar, one of four who helps at the bakery.
And I've never done it before, but I have on a lot of cakes.
In the next room, the warehouse, employee Michael Hogue checks each cake before packing it in a tin. He's seen so many, he can tell who's wrapped each one.
That's probably a Father Cyprian there.
The cakes will get shipped all over the world. The monks also sell the cakes through wholesalers, including the store Williams-Sonoma. They bake 125 cakes a day, 5 days a week, except on holy days. That's about 25,000 cakes per year. They say they're not selling cakes to make a lot of money, just enough to maintain a balanced life of work and prayer. And the number of monks is dwindling, says Father Cyprian Harrison.
A number have died, and some left. So we are, in all, we have 10 members. But one is in a nursing home, and two are on leave as chaplains.
And people in the United States aren't exactly clamoring for the monastic life. But in Vietnam, religious vocations are booming. Four Vietnamese monks are scheduled to come to Missouri in February, with the possibility of more coming later. Eventually, the monastery could be turned over to the Vietnamese. For now, the bakery is quiet for the season, and the monks will have their spiritual retreat in January. Come February, the bakery will open again as the new monks arrive. I'm Kelly Catraba in Columbia.
A federal judge has blocked a new Missouri law requiring insurers to offer policies excluding birth control coverage because it conflicts with the federal law mandating such coverage. Judge Audrey Fleissing issued a temporary restraining order Friday against the Missouri law. It was enacted in September when the Republican-led legislature overrode a veto of Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. Missouri's law requires insurers to issue policies without contraception coverage if it runs contrary to the religious or moral beliefs of an individual or an employer. The law appeared to be the first in the nation to directly rebut an Obama administration policy requiring insurers to cover birth control at no additional cost to women. The judge said there appears to be an irreconcilable conflict between the state and federal laws. Drought-drained rivers are offering a rare and fleeting glimpse into years gone by. Lack of rain has left many rivers at low levels unseen for decades, creating problems for river commerce and recreation, and raising concerns about water supplies and hydropower if the drought persists. But receding water offers an occasional treasure trove of history. An old steamboat is now visible on the Missouri River near St. Charles, and other old boats are showing up elsewhere. A World War II minesweeper, once moored at a museum at St. Louis before it was torn away by the Mississippi River floodwaters in 1993, has become visible, rusted but intact. And a rock containing what's believed to be an ancient map has emerged in the Mississippi River in southeast Missouri. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Familiner.